listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
You know what I've learned? It's so much easier to hear yourself when you don't like it.
All right, that
it's been
work.
6 years, Rob. We haven't touched the microphone in 6 years.
You don't know what the equipment is. You don't know what you're doing.
Dude, I just did this, and I still don't even. What? Pat, you got.
Can you put my thing on there?
Put your thing on. What do you mean? You don't have your mic on?
No, I got it now. I'm good.
Why can't you hit your own button? Hey, we got an actual update on this story, and it just came over, so we'll get to that in a second. Or today, what the story is. The young guy's name is Dalen Kutchmi. He plays for the Windsor Spitfires of the Ontario Hockey League. He is 19 years old, and he walked out during a playoff game against the London Knights. He allowed 8 goals. He was angry that Coach Bob Bugner, who is an NHL guy, didn't replace him with the backup, Alex Fotinos, who wasn't playing because he was sick. So you got the story? Kutchmi's kind of the backup. The other guy's sick. He goes in. He's got to play a playoff game against London. He gives up all these goals. He wants to come out. He's not replacing him because the guy said, look, I could play, but I'm sick. So Bugner kept the guy in there. He gives up the 8th goal, 2nd period. He skates off. He skates right by the coach. He walks past the boards. He goes down to the locker room. He changes clothes. He gets in his car and he leaves. Doesn't say anything to anybody else. He gets in the car and books.
And you know where he is now? If I was the coach?
Where?
Off the team.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about it because he quit.
Good. I would say I'm glad you quit because you weren't going to play again. We cut you before you quit. How's that?
So Kutchmi has already said he will not return to the Windsor Spitfires. He didn't even wait for them to say you're not returning to the Windsor Spitfires. He doesn't know if he'll ever play hockey again. This is his quote. He is quoted, so he's okay. He's not like that Saginaw story, that horrible Saginaw story, which turned out to be just an absolute terrible story because people they didn't find him for a while. He had one Twitter tweet, and it was kind of cryptic, but they couldn't find him for a bit. So he probably took off and cleared his head or whatever he did. He is now quoted as saying, it says he took off his goalie equipment and drove home with his mom. So
that's real nice.
But his mother never did. So he was with his mom.
Now, let me ask you this, Mark.
So he was
and
fine
I can say
with,
this.
With his mother.
Would your mother have allowed you to do that?
Would have killed me.
Thank you. My mother would have said, you're not leaving. You're not
Think
leaving. You're
this
not
right.
leaving.
Rob, you're totally right. This guy has played hockey since probably a peewee. His mother's taken him to the arena.
Got up early in the morning to go 4 a.m. and all that.
That ice time is hard to get from, you know, overall the course of your career. Peewee, squirt hockey, juniors,
you
whatever.
You can't quit. I'm sorry. You can't quit.
You gave up goals. Who cares?
Get over it. You had a bad night.
Get back in there and try to stop him again. Get back in there. Don't get in the car and drive away. Mother must be a creep to let him do such a thing.
I wouldn't have driven him home if I was the mother. I would have said, no, walk home since you're quitting. Walk home. How's that?
But, Mommy, I don't want to play with these guys anymore in the Windsor Spitfires.
That's unbelievable.
Here's his quote. I'm just going to go live life and go on. That's how I stay the happiest. This year has ruined me for hockey. Not ruined hockey for me. It says, this year has ruined me for hockey. I have to think about whether I ever want to play any hockey again through the summer. They embarrassed me in front of my fans, especially in the playoffs. This is more of his quote. He, the head coach, could have put Fotinos in to let the bleeding stop. He knows I wasn't having a good game and couldn't and could have recognized it. More of this Kutchmi guy. Bugner said he spoke with Fotinos before the game. Fotinos said he was ill and only wanted to play in an emergency. I think that's just an excuse to make him look good.
No, it's not. Mark, you know what? A coach is going to pull a goalie if he doesn't have it. There's obviously a reason that he didn't pull a goalie. Nobody allows a goalie to score.
Kutchmi is saying. He says that's an excuse. He should have pulled me and didn't. It's the playoffs. We're playing the London Knights. You have to be prepared. Call up another goalie. That's from the kid.
No, play better. How about that? Nobody knows you're going to give up 8 goals in a playoff game. Right?
I guess it says it's not the first time the coach, Bugner, says it's not the first time Kutchmi has talked about walking away. The quote was, Dalen came into our offices a couple of months ago and wanted to quit at that point. And then he talked him out of it.
I don't know. I don't like the story at all. I just don't think you quit. I knew you could have a bad day,
Mark.
That's
not a bad goalie. 17-13 is record, 3.32 goals against, a 900 save percentage or thereabouts. I mean, it's not like this guy's a piece of garbage. I mean, he's...
I don't get it. 2.48, 8.48, 11.30.